Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, yet we still see our imitators as somehow lacking creativity. But as Robert Goldstone, professor of psychological and brain sciences at Indiana University, explains, those who copy others' ideas play a crucial role in the overall creative process.
Imagine that you're trying to come up with a new salsa recipe for an annual salsa contest. Do you throw together ingredients based on your own hunches or borrow and adapt recipes that you have copied from the web, your relative, or previous winners? Every person, business, and government faces daily decisions about whether to innovate or just imitate somebody else's solution. To explore people's decisions to imitate versus innovate, our laboratory created a controlled and idealized computer game called Creature League, in which people assembled teams of Pokemon-like creatures. Over several rounds of play, participants formed high-scoring teams by either trying out untested creatures, that is, innovating, or by copying creatures from other participants' teams, that is, imitating. Given what we know about the riskiness of innovation, it was perhaps unsurprising that we found that participants tended to score better when they imitated rather than innovated. More surprisingly, we also found that participants score better when they were in groups of other people who frequently imitated. Being surrounded by people who often imitate is useful because a person comes up with a good solution, their peers copy the solution, and sometimes improve upon it. The person who was originally imitated can then turn around and steal back and benefit from these subsequent improvements. One implication of our study is that we should not always give in to our initial inclination to jealously guard our innovations. Protecting our intellectual property may end up harming our own chances to latch on to even better innovations because we prevent others from imitating and enhancing our solutions.
That was Robert Goldstone of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.